And I want to emphasize some things this morning, because if I don't emphasize those things, these teachings are going to be a new apostolic book on the fresh acts of the Holy Ghost. How to yield to fresh acts of the Holy Ghost. That's what the miracles are. That's what the signs are. That's what the wonders are. That's what the blessings are. Knowing how to yield to fresh acts of the Holy Ghost. See, the book of Acts is not completed yet. The church is still writing the book of Acts. All right? And so now we have to know how to yield to God properly. Romans 10:17, Matthew 4:4. How to yield to God properly. So I'm going to talk to you a few minutes before I even start the session that we need to start, but I want you to see two things here, very simple but yet profound. In Romans 10:17, when you get there, I want you to see this, because the Bible says, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You see that? Yes, look at that. Yes, sir. And that long time ago, I learned, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing. The more you hear, the more faith comes. See, you don't hear it the first time. You might not hear it the second time. You might not hear it the third time. You might not hear it the fourth time. But just hearing and hearing and hearing, and it's building faith in your spirit. Yes, sir. All right? So for anything that God promised, or anything that this book, the Bible, says, you're going to have faith for it. Or the Lord brings another scripture that I think would align us with the fresh acts of the Holy Ghost. They call the book of Acts the Acts of the Apostle, but it's actually the act of the Holy Ghost through the Apostle and through people. So you see that anything you want from the Bible is right there in Romans 10:17. You have to hear the word of God on it. Then the word build a capacity in your spirit to receive from God. Got that? So then faith come by hearing. So you got to have faith. Now look, I had another scripture I was going to read, but I want to read this scripture in Hebrews 11:6. It's so important, because there's not enough going on in the body of Christ. Yes, amen. Amen. Amen? So notice now, we notice how faith cometh. Faith has to be contingent. It has to be continually operating faith, walking faith, confess faith things, or speak faith words, all right? Just help me this morning, because the Lord got me on assignment this morning. Now notice the Bible said without faith, Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God. Notice that? Then it said, he that cometh to God must believe what? And that what? Of them but what? Seek him. Seek him. So that's important, that we know that you cannot please God without faith. You cannot know God is without faith. Huh? You cannot know that God is a rewarder without faith. And then it boiled back down to not seeking things, seeking him. Right? And the things that come if you seek him. All right, now, there's a word in the Bible, scripture, and got a word in there that is profound. In Matthew 4:4, it's a profound word. I think the church have sort of skipped that word, had not seen that word. That word is hidden in that verse. And it's such a powerful word. And so I may have to let you sit down, because there's going to be so much come out of the debate. Sit down. Get your pen and so you can write, because it's kind of hard to write standing up. But in this scripture, because I'm pre-aligning you to be able to receive how miracles work. Okay? And how God can use you to manifest miracles. In your own personal life, in the lives of those you minister to, all right? Now, in Matthew 4:4 is a very simple word, because so many people know it by heart. But that, within that word Jesus spoke there, is a word that I caught a hold to studying with some apostles. And any apostle ought to know this word. There's Matthew 4:4, Jesus answered Satan. And he answered him and said, it is written, man should not what? But by what? All right. I want you to underline that word preceded. Preceded. I want to give you some definition to understand that's a powerful word. And when we read the scripture, it says, so then faith come by hearing, back in Romans 10, 17, faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I found out a long time ago, it's not by just hearing one word. Faith come by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing infinitum. You keep on hearing. You got to keep on, let's say it this way, you got to keep on feeding your faith with the word of God. Anybody agree with that? See, that's why Christians are still immature. And that's why they can't move out in the things of the Spirit, is because they're scripturized, but they haven't realized. They got a lot of scripture, but they haven't come to the reality of the ability of the Word to produce supernatural power. You know, people put the church name in with all other organizations. Because we have not shown ourselves for that we are different. And that we have powers that can't be explained. Talk to me over here, I can't hear you. But it's not going to happen without hearing the word being rightly divided, line upon line, precept on precept, over and over and over and over again. Are you hearing me? That word preceded now. Just some short definition. It means to come forth. To come forth. It's a word coming forth. Bringing something with it. See, that word will bring you forth to what God promised you, what God said in his word. But you can't go forth without the word. The word, let's say this, the word is a vehicle that you must travel in to arrive where God say you can. You take that? Huh? So that word, when he says, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth, that word proceedeth, we have talked about man should not live by bread alone, but every word, but that word proceedeth had been looked over. That word mean come forth, to come forth. It mean to go in an orderly way, to go in an orderly way, also continue. To go in, that word must go forth, but it must come forth in an orderly way. And that way is a spiritual way. Are you following me? And then, remember Jesus said, if you continue in my word, you are my disciple. See, so you can't just hear it and run with it. It has to be processing you all the time. Somebody talk to me in here. All right. Now, that word proceeded almost mean to begin and carry on an action. To begin and carry on an action. See, Jesus was saying more than we saw. He said, you know, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And he's saying to begin, see, the word begins something, and then it carry on an action. See? Another aspect of that word proceeded is, and I like it because it said to take legal action. You are legally right. You have legally right to miracles. You have legal right to the supernatural. But the word make it legal. You are like, when you got the word in your heart and you're operating by faith, you are like a person, you're your own personal lawyer arguing your case that with Jesus' stripe I'm healed. And you're arguing until you win. That word proceeded also means to go forward, Lonzo. Go forward, it means to advance. See, the word is always advancing. See, if you stop, I could adjust this by a person in this church. They leave for 5 or 6 weeks and go somewhere. They had to take some business. When they come back, they look like they're plumb lost. Because while they were going, that word was still moving. That word not easy to catch up with. You got to listen, pump some tape, boy. So I know people, they come back and they almost was lost. I had people left this church to go to school and got off track. They went to a Christian school, more than one. that went to Christian school, but they got off track of that word. That word is still study advancing. Say the word is study advancing.
The word is study advancing.
That's why you can't be still in the word.
Amen.
To go forward, advance. So it's an advancing word. The preceding word is an advancing word. It's a word that do things in order. It's a word that carrying on all the time, all right? So now we got, so then faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. All right, now, let's go to the book of Judges, chapter 6. Because I want to deal with a question this man asked. We asked where God asked Gideon to do something, and Gideon started asking where all the miracles are, and signs and the wonder. Now, I just give you a pre-alignment of what it's going to take for this to happen. Everybody say fresh acts in the Holy Ghost.
Fresh acts in the Holy Ghost.
Now, God can use you. See, you're always looking at the other person. Stop that mess. Listen to me. Look at me. Look at me. Look up here. God and wants to start happening. Anybody got to tell you to come to church? No. See, the stagnation of people visiting the church is that they haven't put themselves in a position where God can use them. Once you see the hand of God, once God use you personally, nobody have to tell you to mature, because it's like eating something you like. You go back over and over again. And you don't need nobody. You don't need nobody to prompt you to your favorite meal. You don't need nobody to read no scriptures to you about it and hold your hand and take you to the store. You go and get that stuff. That's the way it is spiritually. There's a parallel. I've been hungry for God for 40-some years. I just can't get enough because I've seen God move. I want every member in this church to see God move by their hand. Are you listening to me? And those scriptures I gave you, you need to ponder those scriptures. They're very simple, but you need to ponder it. And anything you want from God, you got to go over and over and over again. All right, Judges chapter 6. I want you to write this down. Releasing fresh apostolic anointing on the body of Christ for fresh acts of the Holy Ghost. Heaven to earth. Releasing fresh apostolic anointings on the body of Christ for fresh acts. Fresh acts in what? In the Holy Ghost, thank you. You know, when the Lord shut me down and want me to do something, I'm at my best. Why I'm at my best when the Lord shut me down and want me to do something? I have to lean to totally up on Him. That's the best way to preach. Tell you the truth, you know. So here in Judges, in chapter 6, verse 13, this question should behoove us and should move us to finding out what's the problem in the body of Christ today. With all the performance we have and all the good times we're having, but yet people are not really getting delivered. Not like we should, you know what I'm saying? So when God called this young man, he started talking about his inadequacies, what family he's from. But you with me in Judges? Chapter 6, verse 13, the young man's name is Gideon, but he asks a powerful question here. And Gideon, in verse 13, said unto him, talking to the Lord, "Oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us." You see now, now, the Bible says in Romans 8:31, if God for you, who can be against you? But God can't automatically be for you. God can only be for you legally. And so you have to be able to present His word back to Him for Him to be for you, or He'll be operating illegal. So, and then again, the Spirit of God said to me, you can't sling the word at God. You have to know the content in your heart. There must be some things released in your heart for the word to be effective. Reading the scripture is not going to do it by itself. Memorizing the scripture is not going to do it by itself. The word has to become an integral part of you. It has to be assimilated in your spirit, in your heart, in your soul. that you know the reality of it. You have to digest the word. You have a digestive system for your physical body. If not, if it's not working, you won't live long. We supposed to live in miracle. Every day. We supposed to live in sign and wonders every day, not wondering what's going to happen either. And Gideon said to him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, and the Lord was, but you got to get where he is. Why then is all this befalling us? If the Lord be with us, why then is all this befalling us? Why all this stuff is befalling us? The Lord is with us, but are you with the Lord? Amen. Have you caught up on your homework? He says, and then he asked this question. You see what he asked this question? And where be all his miracles, which our father told us of? You know, he told him about how he Red Sea and all the stuff he did in Egypt to get him out. Saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us. No, he hasn't. And deliver us into the hand of the Midianite. No, he hasn't. And it seemed like the church is forsaken. We got a lot of beautiful buildings and choirs and stuff. See how beautiful the choir song? And big choirs and a lot of things going on. But we need to know more about this. And so in releasing these fresh acts, I want to talk to you this morning. The first thing I said, it's time to release fresh apostolic anointing on the body of Christ. In other words, government. Structuring government from heaven to earth. Come on. Structuring government from heaven to earth. Now, the church really want to run without government. That's what she want to do, you know. They got these seeker-sensitive churches. Everybody do what they want, drink coffee and just dance around like you want, you know. And no responsibility, no sanctification, no holiness. You know, just everybody handle it like they want. But yet in natural government, you don't handle your taxes like you want. They'll lock you up. There's guidelines. So in the church, there's government that has not been functioning as it should. You know, you got Jesus who died for the whole church, and Jesus was God's government on earth. And then the Holy Spirit came, and then the Holy Spirit used ministries, ministers, to bring government down to the people. Not only leadership, oversight. Just lead me, but I want no oversight, just lead me. Okay, nobody can't lead you if they don't have no oversight. Huh? That's why the police got a badge and a gun. Y'all not going to really respect the badge. They don't pull that badge out when they got to get a criminal in the car. Listen, a kingdom government, and all it is just very simple, is divine order. Doing everything decently in order as God prescribed in his word, all right? A kingdom government anointing. I like that, a kingdom government anointing. A kingdom government anointing will release the body of Christ into miracles, signs, and wonders. How many of y'all ready for it? How many of y'all know there's more? How many of y'all would like to be used by God? Let me read that to you again. A kingdom government anointing will release the body of Christ into miracles, signs, and wonders. The government hasn't been right. We've been too organized. Too many organizations without being a living organism. Too much earthly structure without not permitting heaven to intervene and do it like he wants, without grammar, without a comma, without a period. Just slacks it out there. Look like slop, but it's the best thing you ever had. You follow what I'm saying? I feel a Holy Ghost coming right now, boys. You say, I want to do something. Wow! Yeah, I feel anointed, man. See, in the church, The church, you're missing the enjoyment. We've let emotion took the place of a devotional move. A move where the Spirit of God is alive and well and is raining power. It's raining glory. It's raining God's presence. It takes you into another world. Say, man, you been to church? No, I've been to another world this morning, man. I ain't been to church. I've been to another world. To see God move in his majesty. Are you with me? So this kingdom government is not to rule you. It's to put you in a reigning position. Ah, ha, ha, ha. See, because you don't tell me what to do. No, it's not trying to rule you. It's just insight that can give you deliverance that you're not going to get by yourself. I got three amen. In preparing under the Holy Ghost about this, he says, we're about to be a shock to society. We're about to be a shock to society. And then he said to me, it's like throwing a stone in the kingdom of darkness program. I like that. You like that?
Yes.
Yeah, what Satan tried to do, you throw a thorn in there.
Yes.
Throw some faith in there. Yes. Throw some love in there. Throw some joy. Yes. Throw the blood in there, something to block it. Yes. Throw the name of Jesus in there.
Yes.
And say, oh, I can't work here. That the woman know the name of Jesus. I can't work here. She know her authority in Christ. I can't work at this. I can't work at this house. I can't work my stuff at this house. This man done got up talking about in the name of Jesus, this house is free of all other kind of spirit. Miracles just happen. Now, this is very important, Denise. Where there's no respect, there can be no release. Where there's no respect, Lord, Jesus, in the sixth chapter of Mark, some things Jesus couldn't do because the respect for heaven government wasn't there. And heaven turned the veil off. These were religious people too. They real religious, but heaven veiled off for a lot of religious folk. A lot of denominational organizations. The veil closed. They're making a lot of noise and they're clamoring, but the veil really closed. They're having fake, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. They got fake miracles. People who even wasn't crippled, they were walking out there, they crippled, and then act like they're not crippled, but they ain't no miracle, they wasn't crippled at the beginning. Open that veil up, Jesus. Over word of life. I want that veil, every point, visitor, I want that veil to open up that we can have the real thing. How many of y'all want the real thing? You gotta get the veil open, man. We can't be pretending down here. I feel a Holy Ghost. I mean, you should vibrate under the presence of God's word. I mean, your heart should be jumping, man, and you're ready to do something out of the ordinary. Notice that in Mark for a minute there. The Holy Ghost called my attention to that. And I know you're going to take a time to preach this series, but this apostolic anointing must be passed on before government got to get straight. Church is not going to ever live like God want them to live unless they live under the guardians God want them under. Under the power God want them under. Under the understanding, under the wisdom, under the knowledge that God want them to have. Lord, I need a fresh anointing. Say it to him. You know, the psalmist asked for a fresh anointing in Psalm 92. Anoint me with fresh oil. Say it, Lord, anoint me with fresh oil. Because you're going to have that fresh oil to go into this fresh acts. Fresh acts of the church. Fresh acts of the believer. Good God Almighty. Fresh acts of the child of God. Something fresh, man. You know, stale stuff. I don't like stale bread. You like stale bread? Why you like stale spirit then? See, you want fresh. I need a fresh word from God. I need something happening fresh every day. Stay alive, man. Stay alive. Good God Almighty, man. Good God Almighty. I mean something fresh, man. Fresh from the Holy Ghost. How many of y'all believe the Holy Ghost can do something? Huh? Whether you believe it or not, it is so. It's not going to ever happen to you unless you believe it, though. In Mark 6, you know, I got a series I got to teach on honor. And boy, I was so excited. I thought I was going to teach on honor. I don't study the honor. Got barbers typing back there on honor this and honor. And the Lord said, no, I want you, these people need to, your people need to hear this. And Mark, not in the sixth chapter, and I just got to introduce this to you. Where there's no respect, there can be no release. Now, this is a real, at large, this is a real respectful church. I train this church to be respectful. And not just not so much respecting me, respecting the office, so you can receive what God wants you to have. You can't be afraid to talk to people. You got to talk to people. Train them how to receive from God. You know, some can't handle it, but you just got to do it. Watch what happened here. Watch what happened. This maybe this has happened to you. Watch what happened. And he went out from first one, and he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. I'm talking about Jesus now. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. What did he begin to do? So what happened when a person teach? Faith coming. I hear you, girl. Faith coming. See, if you don't have no faith, you can't buy nothing. Faith is heaven cash. So you need to hear the word of God. And many what? Hearing, all right. Him was astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? See, when you hear something blessed, don't like just act stupid, just sit there. You know you haven't heard it before. God has given you a new word. You say, man. No, man, get excited over it. Because you get excited, he's going to give you something else. See, the Bible said, don't cast pearl. The swine, why? They're not going to appreciate it. They don't even know you can wear a pearl necklace and everybody look at you. All that little hog going to do is root them pearl down at the bottom of his slop thing, and that's all they're going to do. He might eat them. So they said, from whence has this man these things, and what wisdom? See, they gave him credit. Is that which is given unto him? And then they said, and even such mighty works are wrought by his hand. That looked like that should have you ready, right? Then they get down to the third verse. They're dropping back down to a human being. They're dropping back down to a gnome. They've seen the mighty works. They've heard the mighty wisdom. Oh, my God. But humanism got a point to bring you back down to their level. Then somebody hollered out, is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and George and of Judah and of Simeon, and are not his sisters with us? And look at this. Look what happened. But I thought he said mighty works in action happened. Why would that offend you? Because you don't respect it. I'm telling you now, the church is not going to go into fresh act of the Holy Ghost in normal gear. I feel the Holy Ghost. I've been in this business long enough that we can't have normal church. See, you have to yield to him. What I'm doing right now, I'm yielding to him, see. Take your time and yield to him. You don't know what he want to do. But whatever he want to do, he know how to do it. Our part is knowing how to yield to the works of the Holy Ghost. What I said? At your house, on your job, in your business, Wherever you are, you must learn how, what?
To
who? Very simple. Yield to him right now. See, because starchily, humanly, physically, all of us up in here not yield to the Holy Ghost. We in a church service. And we this, that, and this. But you got to be open. Any moment, the Holy Spirit can peel a banana. Any moment. And see, that's the exciting part. You see, like when I'm sitting in my jet and when my pilot ripped that jet up, that thing starts shaking. I said, we're about to go now. And all of a sudden, whoosh! Before you know it, you're 40,000 feet in the air, above the cloud and above the rain. Any moment, that good thing that you desire can happen right here in the center this morning. We come to meet the most powerful being that ever existed. And he's still pouring out his blessing. He said, I'll pour out my spirit, out of my spirit upon all flesh. No matter what your occupation is, he said, he'll pour. He don't have to be up here. He said, I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Tell your neighbor, expect God to do something up in here. Hallelujah. Expect God to do something in your home. Expect God to do something in your business. Expect God to do something in your body. Expect it. He can do it. He can do what? Whatever you need him to do. So I go for this, William. I go for this. Ellis, right? I go for this. Not only yielding to the Holy Ghost, but we must have a firm expectation. I've prayed, I've said, but the Lord might do this thing any moment. I'm looking for you, Lord. Do your thing. Nobody can do it like Jesus. Are you following me? That's the excitement about Christianity, knowing that God can do something out of the ordinary. You don't have to ask nobody permission, but you can give him permission. He don't have to ask me, I give him permission. You may be seated. They done got through this flesh mess in verse 3. You're not going to see no fresh acts in the flesh. Oh, I love it. Oh, write that down. You're not going to see no fresh acts of the Holy Ghost in the flesh. In the flesh, all you're going to see is flesh plus flesh equal flesh. Jesus said, you must be born again. Nicodemus said, how can a man see? He was in the flesh. People go their whole life to church in their flesh. Get their feeling hurt. If the usher drop a book. We can't do that no more. Not yet. I learned in the Bible that it's not how many people following you, it's what in the people who following you. I learned in the Bible you can take a small crowd and turn a city upside down. Because of maturity, you can have a bunch of people following you, but they ain't worth nothing. You can't trust them. They might show up, they might not show up. When they show up mad and all kind of stuff. Notice what Jesus said in verse 4. We're working on the principle where there's no respect, there can be no release. That's the principle we're working on. Where there's no respect, come on, where there's no respect, there can be no release. Now, you know, we don't worship no men and women. You don't worship them, but you have to respect them. Just respect the office. How can you get a word? How can you hear God's voice through whoever ministering to you if you don't respect them? Come on now. See, God talking while I'm talking to him. Y'all better hear me. You don't want to really hear him. This principle. I must pause here. Where there's no respect, there can be no release. Nobody need to keep holding your hand. You know what's right. I ain't gonna keep it that long today, Turner. Them lawyers, they're gonna look at their watches on me. I go in that courtroom, I just sit there and went in and tell me dismiss. Now notice this voice, what Jesus said in verse 4. We can't let this happen, but Jesus said to him, a prophet is not without honor. Not without honor. In other words, no honor. But in his own country and among his own kin, in his own house. Look at verse 5. Shut it down. No respect. And he could there do no mighty works, except they lay a hand on a few sick folk. And one translation said, with a minor ailment, like a cold or a measles. No leprosy. No counsel. And then he said, and he marveled because of the unbelief. Man, they wouldn't receive it, he said. And went around trying to put some more word in them, the village teaching. He started off teaching, ended up teaching. All right. These signs follow those that believe in my government. That's what God said. My government in the way I designed for it to happen. Now, here we go. In Ephesians chapter 4. Here we go. This apostolic transfer, this apostolic impartation, this apostolic revelation, all right? This apostolic illumination, this apostolic knowledge, this apostolic wisdom that must fall on this church. I'll be excited if it go to your house. Because once under an apostolic anointing, you become apostolic yourself. See, because yeah, that anointing impartation come on you, and you're not a regular person. You're functioning in a power. All right, God in heaven. Ronald wrote me a note. I read his note this morning, and he said to me, Pastor, you know, I've been here 30 years. You've been operating in the apostolic anointing for 30 years. He said, I watch you. If anybody watched me, been close to me, that man been close to me. And he's the type of fellow to pay attention. You know, I trust my life in his hand. And he took some changes since he's been here. I switch him around, but he just stays sturdy right on the line. See. And then every member, you do to function in a higher power. All right. Goodness, man. I mean, every point you do. Roger, you come right on time, boy. You get this anointing on you, man. God use everybody. Yeah, grab! Every now and then I got a little something out, you know. Have mercy. Ephesians 4. Every now and then. Ephesians 4. You had Ephesians? Boy, God talking this morning. He's saying, you know what he's saying? Yeah, Leroy. What is that? You better hear my son. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. All right, Ephesians 4 and 11. You need to read the whole fourth chapter, but the 11th verse tells us about government. How we can get these miracles moving. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Now notice verse 12, what they're for. Read verse 12. Hold it. What that mean? What else? What another word is? Matured, all right. Perfected, matured. What another word is? Equipping, all right. What another word is? C, let me give you a test. C. Alphabet C. Complete. You need to be mature. You need to be complete. You need to be equipped to do this. All right? Wait, what for the work of what? For what else? Now you can read the rest, but you'll see how it build up. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. May I walk you through this? Say no, I don't know how long you're gonna be walking me through this. Hallelujah. I don't know if you're getting it, but I'm enjoying preaching it, partner. Because I know what's gonna happen. So I'm gonna write this book, because I gotta get this book out to the body of Christ. Fresh Acts of the Holy Ghost. There'll be some book, boy. Fresh Acts of the Holy Ghost. There's gonna be one of the chapters. See how I explain it? The Holy Ghost explained it, really. In 2 Corinthians 12, you ready? And 12. Actually, in the book of Mark, in the 16th chapter, when he gave the Great Commission, he was giving the commission to the apostles to pass on to the people. We took it as he was talking to everybody and ran off without the apostle anointing, and that's why we got little cellar service, reading scriptures and shouting. He actually, if you read it, he was talking to the 11. And the reason it was 11, Judas had messed up. And he was telling the apostle, said, go train them people that sign can follow. So every little person got their little piece of paper, ran out there and talking about who they were. No apostolic training, no prophetic training, no pastoral oversight, and no teaching. And they just run out there and say, Lord, call me. Yeah, the Lord call you to go sit under somebody. And so that's why we got so many out there without that anointing. They're wearing the name, but they don't have the anointing. And therefore the church is suffering because they expect something that cannot happen unless that anointing is there. Things from heaven cannot happen without faith. It cannot happen without an anointing. Do you hear me? And so they're out there trying to operate in faith without anointing. I've seen it over and over. I've seen it in high places. Men who do not. I told a man, belittle my father one time. My father preached at his church, and he said that old man was just telling a story. Man, you out your mind. Kenneth Hagin, old man just telling a story. The man had heaven hanging on his shoulder, but the boy couldn't see it because he teaching faith with no anointing. I wanted to cut him down, but I didn't say nothing. I just looked at him. Man, I said, I'm right at his house. I was at his house. You don't beat a man in his own house. I said, man. He didn't recognize what the prophet was doing. The prophet was shifting in the anointing. The miracles are not happening because there's not enough yielding. People don't know how to yield. And on the other hand, there's not enough faith and there's not enough anointing. You cannot leave the anointing out if you want to function in the supernatural. The supernatural does not work without a proper anointing. I don't care how much teaching you have. If the wind not blowing, brother, if the fire not burning, nothing gonna happen from heaven. Are you following me? Now, this supposed to be in you and on you. But you've got to be in an environment and an atmosphere for it to happen. How many of y'all feel me in here? That's what I said, feel me. See, because hey, when it start happening, you know it's a stirring. It's a stirring. I said it's a stirring going on. All right, let me try to keep preaching here. Truly the sign. Look at that. true to their sign. Or the lying sign of the apostle. Truly the sign of the apostle was wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Now there's only one scripture said this. We can say, well, I don't know. Turn to Acts 2. You're going to see it over and over again. Acts 2. My Lord. I didn't know I was going to hear all this today. You better take heed. Acts 2:43. Acts chapter 2, verse 43. I'm passing on the apostolic anointing to you. Whatever your ministry is, could God Almighty receive it this morning. And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs was done by the people. See, he's telling you that for a reason. Get under that anointing, he said. I'm going to use you, but I got divine orders. I work through divine orders. I don't just slash things out there. I got orders. Everything got ordered. The army got ordered. The navy got ordered. Huh? The home's supposed to be in order. I got order in my house. Are you hearing me? Acts 4, verse 33. Just follow me a minute. You'll see what we're missing in that. Acts 4:33, you there?
Yes, sir.
Come on, because you might think I'm misreading, so go ahead and read it yourself. Read out loud. Underline great power, underline apostles, and underline great grace. That great power, look at me now, that great power and that great grace supposed to be transferred to you. That the people can work in great power and great grace. Life is a classroom. Life is a classroom. You must be learning something every day. So life is a class. So the Lord knows. See, the people, the Bible says. How you say it, Lord? Study learning, but never come into the knowledge of the truth. Never. Fine, who knows where that scripture at? Ever learning, but never come into the knowledge of the truth. Just learning. It's intimidating, isn't it? Huh? 2 Timothy 3:7. Just you need that in your notes. Ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Sam-o. That's over here. That's over. Anybody want to keep coming through the same thing? People get tired of the same old thing. Ain't nothing happening. Right. Reading the scripture. How many of y'all ready to operate in great power and great grace? Now listen, everywhere you go, you operate in great power and great grace. You know what you're doing. You know who sent you. Because everywhere you go, God sent you. He said, Lord, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. What I'm there for, to have great power and great grace operating in your life. Lord, I praise you for great power and great grace. Lord, you can use my hand to work special miracles like you use Paul's hand. We're going to read that in a few minutes. Come on. We're going to read that in a few minutes. Hallelujah. Maybe you're not convinced yet. Acts 5. Maybe you're not convinced. Acts 5, I got to convince you with the word. Acts 5:12. Good God Almighty. could, whoo, Lord, have mercy. Acts 5:12. I'm preaching myself happy, boy. Acts 5:12. The people of God getting it. Y'all getting it, right?
Yeah.
Y'all fool me. Holler, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to really get it. Just fool me a while. I'm going to keep giving it to you. And finally, if you keep hearing it, you're going to get it. Acts 5:12. How many times? We've got in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. We wouldn't have had more than three witnesses already. Look at Acts 5:12. I found that secret. God showed me. God said the reason the church don't understand government. They don't understand the spirit of honor. They don't understand the conscience of honor. They don't understand how to be honorable men and women. They don't understand how to work in a fresh anointing on a daily basis. They love me. God said they love me, but they're not getting it. Man, shuck the cone. You know what I mean by shuck the cone? Shock the system. Walk around with that anointing. The apostles and the early church was constantly shocking the system. Moses shocked the system. Abraham shocked the system. Joshua shocked the system. We ought to be shocking the system. Shocking them into Christ. Nobody just wants you to read the Bible to them. They want to see some power. Come on, what a mighty God we serve. Where he at? Where is that mighty God you talking about? That's where that boy asked that question. Where be all the miracles? The Lord said, I'm not at fault. You at fault. Get yourself out of that house and just trust me. People walk up to you sick. Don't be talking about, oh, baby, that's bad. Said Jesus can handle this. Give me your hand. Come out, you devils. In Jesus' name, be healed. You know why there's so many miracles in Africa? And foreign, remember, you know why I don't have men in the United States? They travel. Respect. You man of God, set your reverend. You want some water? They'll sit on the ground. They say, no, this is your chair. No. We respect the man of God. They say, you go over there, blind eyes open. People get new eyes, new legs. Legs grow out. Yeah, no leg. These people got this little thing about the leg come out, but I tried it too, but I don't believe the leg came out. I'd be the point just push your foot up there. I don't know if that leg really come out. You know what I'm saying? You know, because you can talk to the point, and then push the leg out there, but sure, I don't believe the leg. Let me tell you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. But we go out there, man, I mean, leg this short, and it come out. Man, Smith Worker, I talk about the man. Man told the man, go get some shoes. The man ain't had no feet. So the man went to the store, and the man asked him, what size? He said, I really don't know. Just he got him a size. And then when he got home, put them on the shelf, the feet grew, and he put the shoes on, they fit. Brother Hagin talked about it preaching. He preaching, and this woman got in a trance, and she's dancing people into Christ. She want them to come to Christ. And she dancing, and finally danced. The stage, she danced right off the stage in mid-air, still dancing. That'll get you to pray. Yeah, we are falling if we miss a step. One of them step. Later walking in mid-air, we can't even walk down the step. Power, so much power of it, man. I'm tired of the same old, same old. Just singing the same old song. Man, come on here. Let the God of miracles show up. Let him do his thing, man. Good God Almighty. I got to close in a few minutes. Hallelujah. Come on, Acts 5:12. I don't believe somebody convinced. And by the hands of the apostles. There it is again. Were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. Let me add something on here now. And paraphrase, and the people caught on. Somebody said, I can do this. And they were all in one accord in Solomon's Porch. Look at it, was in one accord. That's why he could do something. Don't shop it out. Now, go to Mark 16. It's going to make more sense to you now. Mark 16. I know theologians won't argue about this. And we have preached it wrong for so many years, we think we're right. But we just got to get it right. Get it right for the people to be set free. Just We just can't go by the same old ceremony. Nobody won't go by no ceremony. We want some action. Hallelujah. Do you really want to praise him?
Yes.
That's what they were singing. Wasn't y'all singing that? Do you want to praise him and dance before him? Mark 16. Now, verse 14. Verse 14. Am I preaching, son?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, verse 14. We get it straight, because when we're lined up with this, then the Lord can do signs and wonders through the whole body of Christ. But they have to have a certain type of teaching, a certain type of anointing. Doctor, tell me about Bishop Otto Hoser, right? Edith Hoser. Powerful man. Powerful man. But he wasn't scared of nothing. Get out from there in Jesus' name. That's the way they talk to you. Oyedepu, that's the way he talk. He got, I don't know how many, 50,000 members. I don't know how many. He got members. But he tell them, you ain't sick, get up in Jesus' name. The Bible said that's a curse. People just believe, all right, Reverend, get up, get on, walk on off. But they talk with authority, man. I mean, they'll shake this little church up. They'll shake you up. Y'all are so used to being pampered. Y'all modernized Christians. Well, when you come out, we need some bushes, Christian. Come out the bushes, man. Hallelujah. Yeah, them guys talk with power and authority. That's why, see, America, they can't handle me. Because I sometimes talk like them fellas, you know. I go to them big churches. I say, yeah, I had a big church one time, and they had some people up there, and they were doing the people, they was up there. And I had to preach next. I said to them, I'm in a big church now. I said, Montrell sat next to me. I said, these people not gonna sing nothing else but mm. I said, Montrell, if them people don't change, I'm gonna act up in here. Cause I come here to get some people delivered, and we can't get nobody delivered on this all this modernized. This man up there, he's doing this here, you know. Holy Ghost ain't got no chance. So I get up there. I said, man, I can't preach off of this. I said, listen, give me the baddest black girl you got in here. That's what I said. That's what I said. Give me the baddest black girl you got up here and turn her loose and let her sing. So they brought a bad black girl up there. Boy, and she rung heaven. She rung heaven so much I sent her a check. I sent her some money, didn't I? She rung heaven, and then the power of God hit that place. See, now I haven't been back to that church though. Can't handle it. They can't handle it. He couldn't handle it. But see, I'm not going to no church. Now, I respect the house. But don't try to control me. I have to flow with the Spirit. And see, that's the way them guys from other countries. They come, them guys, they believe in doing what God tell them to do. And y'all say, well, we're supposed to sing right now. They got anything about your song? Come on now, y'all. Come here, talk to me, come here. Got anything about your song? And God said, listen, the Lord, thus said the Lord. Thus said the Lord. Everybody roll on the floor. That's the way they talk. And while they're rolling, just like when Kennedy was running, if I wouldn't have told Kennedy to run, he'd still be lamping. So that's why they have so much power over there, and you hear about all these miracles, and you're coming here and trying to imitate it. You can't imitate it. You need the same power to operate. That's why God got most of the apostles over there. But apostle, come to America. I'm here. We're going to move. Listen, and I'm talking about the office. I'm not talking about Leroy. I'm talking about the office. I know the anointing that I'm wearing. I ain't got to. I don't need no amen. I don't need no second emotion. I've seen God do something. It's glory. It's God's glory. His power, man. You got to prepare for this. You got to have some evidence. Yes, sir. Aren't you tired?
Yes.
And if you're satisfied, you're really tired. Because when you're on the cutting edge of the supernatural, you never become satisfied. There's always more. It's always bigger. It's always brighter. May you have excitement in your house tonight. May the glory of God rise up in your home tonight and touch you in a special way and rise up in the spirit. All right, let's read Mark and I'm going to close. Let's read Mark because I want you to go home with this. I read about all the aspects of the apostles, right? And then I'm saying to you that church government, the reason that we're not seeing the miracles and signs and the wonders that Gideon asked about is not God's fault, it's our fault. And one of our major fault is, I read in Mark 6, they had no respect. So the release couldn't be made. I believe this church is prime. I believe you are ripe. I believe you're ready. And I believe God sent me to you. I believe God chose this place, brought you to this place for us to be here together, for to show himself strong in this area. Because I've been like a ball, a big ball, a big round ball with air, and they've tried to push me down to the bottom of the sea. But you know when you put a ball down, you ever try to be in a swimming pool trying to hold a big ball down, trying to push it under? That ball will throw you over, that ball coming back up! Because the Lord want to do something here. I believe the people here for it too. So here's one of the greatest revelations you're ever going to hear in your life here in Mark. Here's something that's been taught for years and years and left out government. Left out who's supposed to train you. Left out who's supposed to pass it on to you. Left out who's supposed to lay a hand and make a transfer on you. Watch it. Afterward, Jesus, he appeared unto the 11, that is, after the resurrection. They sat at meat. Who was sitting at meat? How many? And upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. See, the disciples had problems. And he said unto them, who are you talking to? Go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and be baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Verse 17. Well, why I don't have no sign following me? Because you're not hooked up properly with government. You just believe and sign going to happen. You got to have some training. You got to have some impartation. You got to have some wisdom. Are you following me? Yes, these signs that follow them that believe in my name, shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongue. And then there's a powerful scripture that will hurt your feeling. Because when them boys of Sceva, the priest's son, tried to cast out some devil, them devils talk back to them. Them devils say, I know Jesus, and I know the Apostle Paul. They said Paul, but they're talking about the Apostle Paul. I know government. Y'all ain't got no government in you. So the Bible says, I read that they whooped their clothes off and they ran out naked. Prevail over them. Why? Why the boy did that? They wasn't submitted to authority. Paul was right there at the transom. They probably didn't go to Paul meeting. They went to the daddy meeting, the priest. And a lot of folks in America are getting whooped because they don't have no power. They got a Bible. And they got these formulas and patterns they're spitting out, and the devil ain't paying that no mind. Amen. Jesus. I got to try to finish reading it. Speak with new tongues. 18, they shall take up serpent. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them, and they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And so then, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he received up to heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere. At first, it was just the apostles. The Lord working with them and confirming the word with sign following. Amen. Amen. Now, I noticed this is a rock thrown into the ocean, but it's the most powerful rock you ever seen in your life. Because if you ever catch a hold of this and get that right connection together, and go back to Ephesians, think about Ephesians 4:11 and 12, The Lord set it up where you can be properly trained in this anointing and this power. Stand on your feet. We'll take up next Sunday. We're going to see something before we're finished. We're going to see something before we're finished. Hallelujah. 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 We'll train you in this. Fresh acts of the Holy Ghost. See, first releasing fresh apostolic anointing. Now, apostolic is very simple. The apostle, his job is to construct heaven government on earth. Not being no superhero himself or herself, because he got prophetess. But being anointed, called by God, trained by God, having evidence and signs in their lives that God did send them with that message. Right? Now, my brothers and sisters, I have evidence that God sent me to Dalroy. You can't do nothing like this on your own. And then there's such strong, and I'm not trying to pamper you either, but there are strong people in this church. You ready for this? Oh, yeah. You are ready for this. You've been under enough word. You are ready for this shifting. I'm telling you. So all we got to do is filter some things out. Filter some of this fake stuff out and let the real Jesus and the real Holy Ghost and the real word and the real believer stand up. We're going to see some things. Raise your hand and give God some praise now. Say it out of your mouth. I can do this. The Lord has called me to do this. I have power because the greater one lives on the inside of me. He want to produce miracles through me. He want to produce signs through me. Lord, I give you my hand. I give you my heart. Use them in whatever way you want to use them. I'm not afraid. Now keep them hands up. Father, in Jesus' name, I speak an apostle anointing in this house, upon every ministry, every person, every believer, every household, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I've given them your word, Lord. Your word, you said, my word will not return to me void. It will accomplish and it prosper. I believe that. Now help them to abide in your word and let your word abide in them. And then they can make demand upon what is rightfully theirs, and you'll see to it that they get it. I bless every visitor, every person here, every person on the internet, every person on Roku, every believer, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, that the shifting have come to the body of Christ. We're going to walk in real miracles, real signs, and real wonders. I impart to this class today that apostolic strut they need to have and the apostolic boldness that be upon them as they start out, Father, in this new adventure of the supernatural. Every man and woman under the sound of my voice, Lord, I can't do it, but you can do it. I'm asking you to use this message this morning to stir us up in the spirit in such a way that we'll know we're not just regular people walking around with a Bible, that something can happen in a supermarket, anywhere we are. Not that we're so great and so complete in ourselves, but it's because of what Jesus has already done. Not that we're so righteous in ourselves, but because we're operating in the righteousness of Jesus. Help everybody to know here, Lord. Lord, say here, use you. Don't look at that person next to you. He's talking to you. I'll use you, says the Lord. Yeah, I know you got shortcomings. Yeah, I know you got infirmities. But you're infirmity when you're weak, then I'll make you strong. As long as you recognize you got infirmities. Admit, Lord, I missed it. Admit, Lord, I made a mistake. He says, that's all right. I'll use you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Montreal, come give an invitation, man. Praise God. Did you get that?